Mr. Chair, this is Mike. Could I just make one brief comment?
Yes, Mike.
From a standpoint of national finance, which is my other big committee, there's also the issue of cost. The heavier you load this committee up, sooner or later there's going to have to be an interview. It's going to have to occur someplace, and the committee's probably going to have to participate in it. And the heavier you load it up, the more expensive it gets.
Can we have a vote on this resolution?
Yes. Mr. Please. Chair, I'd like to move to table.
It's been moved to table. Is that second?
To table
second.
The...
Yes.
Second.
Until the next meeting of TMV.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. What are we tabling? Bob's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aye.
Can someone do the count?
How about any objection?
Is there an objection?
Surely, Robin.
No objection. Big Garden?
Mr. Chair, could the motion be read?
Lalani?
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
Bob amends that each LSB elected voting representative to be part of this committee at their next regular LSB meeting, and women are strongly encouraged.
All right.
That wasn't exactly it, but it's fine.
Sorry, I'm typing as fast as I can.
That's okay. Leilani, I'll email it to you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
The vote is on the motion to table, right?
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
Until the next MB meeting.
Yes.
I thought there was no objection.
Exactly.
I didn't hear an objection.
Yeah.
Good.
That's it.
That's it.
And we already passed the main motion, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought
no.
We did.
We haven't formally passed it.
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
Point of order.
Yes.
Dave? We adopted the amendment. We haven't voted the amended main motion.
That's right.
And I had another amendment. We're back. Can I talk? This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
So the motion is to add a person to the committee about that's either from the National Office or the Archives, right?
Yes, non-voting.
Right. So here's my amendment. Whereas the physical National Office in Berkeley is already well represented on the committee by the CFO and ED both being on the committee, that it actually be someone from the Archives.
I would just like to say one thing about that. It came up in the committee meeting.
There was no second to it. It's lost for lack of a second.
This is LeVar, and I'll second.
Well, let me say that was discussed.
Before
in the
I rule, please.
It's a non-management position, and both of them are management.
What?
So as an additional non-voting, non-management member be added from the National Office of Archives.
And both Lonnie and Dan are management.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm still proposing the same amendment. You guys can vote it down if you want.
Just a point of order.
Yes.
All staff at National Office, at least that are over units, are management. So if you're trying to get Ryan in there, he's a manager.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be eligible. We talked about that also in our meeting.
I'm
not trying to get Brian in there. I didn't say anything like that.
But I'm saying if you're trying to get someone who's not a manager, then are we talking just who are we talking about?
We don't know. Whoever's eligible, whoever, you know, they're going to hold it. We're going to do an election amongst the
state staff.
Yeah, non-management. National Office and Archives, and whoever they elect, that will be the person.
And my thing with the National Office is they work directly for who we're talking about. So I would say it would be better to have it be someone from the Archives. You guys can vote it down or up, whatever you decide.
I call the question.
This is Brian.
I've been called. I wanted to make sure that...
Was this seconded?
Yes.
Yes.
By who?
LeVarn.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. To end discussion, all those in favor of ending discussion, who's got the... Rob, can you call everybody's names out so they can vote?
Hey, are there any objections to ending discussion?
Is there an objection? Hearing none. We end discussion. Let's vote on the motion. Call the names out.
Okay, William Walker.
No.
Tar Vrindawa, absent. Fadi Sabah.
Can you repeat the main motion, please?
It's an amendment.
This is amendment.
Oh, we're talking about the. This is Wendy's amendment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
LeVarne Williams.
Yes.
Maria Armudian.
I'm sorry. Would you? Can I get clarity on this? This is to restrict it just to the archives.
Yes.
Is that what the amendment does?
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right. Right, Wendy.
No, I can't. No.
David Adelson.
No.
Julie Chavez Rodriguez?
No.
Donna Warren?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Patty Hepley?
Yes. Select the archives.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Michael Tarif Warren?
No.
Joe Montez is not here. Ngozi Kamau? Ngozi Kamau? Mike Martin?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
I can't vote.
Oh, right, sorry. Rob Robinson? No. Mark Roberts?
No.
Serena Shakir?
I abstain.
Okay. Marty Derlin? Steve Pierce?
Oh.
Let me see, who do I have to come back to? Ngozi Kamau, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. No.
All right. Marty Derlin, are you back with us?
He said she had to leave after an hour.
Okay. I'm going to have to tabulate these.
While he's tabulating, I haven't put him in.
14.
I got 13 no.
4.
13 no's, yes.
I have a point of information, Ambrose.
Yes, Dave.
Did this motion specify how this person will be selected, i.e. by whom?
Repeat that. I couldn't hear that.
Did what we just defeated, is the main motion that we're about to vote on, does it specify the manner in which this additional person is to be selected, i.e. who gets to choose them?
No.
Well, I think what we said was that we invited the non-management national staff to submit a candidate. A non-voting member for the committee.
And I think the way we'd handle that, Dave, is that we'd handle it just as we did with the two GMs who got on the board, that they figured out how to elect themselves and did it themselves.
No, they had the council, administrative council.
Right, but they're the ones who decided how to do their own election.
Exactly. To clarify my point of information, we had an entity called the administrative council that we had some discussion to clarify who we meant would be voting. In this motion, is there similar clarity as to who would be voting? For example, are we talking about non-management staff in the archive having a vote? Are we talking about the combined non-management staff of the archive and the national office, to the administrative council, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I don't have any particular position on it. I just would like to understand if there's uniformity of...
Dave, what we had...
Pardon? From the national office or archives.
Right, but so would that staff, the staff of either be taking a formal vote? Would they be, the way you have it phrased, it would be submit. So does that mean that the committee would approve? What is going to happen?
What we envisioned, Dave, was that there would be, that those individuals who were interested in this position, in doing this, who qualify from either the national office or the archives, would announce that, and then they would elect amongst themselves a single person who would then take the seat.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the vote on the amendment is 13 no, 4 yes, and 1 abstention.
Point of information, Rob, you got my vote, right? This is Ngozi.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, we did. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, because we only have an hour.
Listen. We've got 7 minutes left in this hour to consider this report.
This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
I'd like to clarify. We passed without any objection that anybody on the committee cannot be running. So does that mean Lonnie is removed now?
We don't know whether Lonnie's running or not.
I have no idea.
I thought that was mentioned by somebody just now.
Dan put him forward as a candidate.
Right, but Lonnie's his own person, so...
Yeah, Lonnie hadn't necessarily said yes to that.
I haven't said one way or the other.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
Dan...
We don't need to repeat it.
Meeting,
can we move on?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
The motion is that, as written, we recommend to the PNB that the current committee composition be as is, except that an additional non-voting, non-management member be added from the national office or archives.
What is the pleasure? And Dave's amendment.
We've already passed his amendment.
Oh, right, okay, okay.
No candidate for either interim or permanent TD shall serve as a voting or non-voting member of the committee.
Right. So can we...
are there any objections to it? You're not. It's approved. Move to number two.
Okay, number two. We move to present... the executive search committee moves to present a list of candidates for interim ID to the full board by May 9th. Said process to include posting internally as well as externally, including but not limited to nonprofit job search websites, broadcast job search websites, and executive search sites.
Are there any objections to this?
I have an amendment
yes.
to offer.
Wait a minute. Amendment?
Yes, Dave.
Go.
Any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED Search Committee shall be...
I didn't hear that. You broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED Search Committee shall be submitted to the for its consideration so that no individual member of the ED Search Committee may submit more than one such candidate.
Oh, God.
I barely heard any of that.
You kept breaking up for me.
Okay, I said that any member of the ED Search Committee, any voting member of the ED Search Committee can recommend a candidate. Any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED Search Committee shall be submitted to the PNB for consideration. No individual member of the ED Search Committee may submit more than one such candidate.
I will second that.
I got a question, Dave, Mr. Chair.
It moved and seconded, yes.
Dave, I thought that, and I'm a little confused here, but I thought that the candidates that would be submitted would be people who wanted to apply. That I don't plan to submit a candidate or carry or sponsor somebody, but if somebody wants to apply, they go into a pool and we consider them. That's how I thought the process was working.
May I respond?
Yes, quickly.
The motion says that we present a list of candidates for interim ED to the full board. I had no clarity about the role of that committee in restricting candidates, from that list, so I want to make explicit that the committee will not exclude members that are recommended by members of the committee, but to address the concern about being inundated, no individual member, i.e. nobody who doesn't have any additional support for their candidate, can submit more than one. That's the purpose of the amendment.
And wasn't there a second on that?
There was a second to
that. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. Well, I mean, let's say we meet as a, if we're going to do a pool and we're on the executive search committee and the six of us, the six voting members, we come up with a list and then there's like, let's somebody that I want, John, and John is not, you know, agreed to by the committee, I would still have the right to bring John forward to the PMB as long as I only brought, you know, that one person forward. If it did not receive the majority backing of the executive search committee.
Correct. So that if one or two members feel strongly that a candidate is a strong candidate, a majority of that committee cannot restrict the PNB from considering that name. And if that's the case, then I'm in favor of a motion that leaves the committee membership as is. If not, I have a different opinion.
But, I mean, that doesn't mean that your difference of opinion is going to pass. I mean, you know, but I understand what you're saying. But
yeah.
You're basically trying to preserve a minority report kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think it'll make the work of the committee go much quicker if the committee is not acting as a filtering mechanism.
But this is Wendy. Wasn't the motion you just said that they can't submit any more than one candidate? I mean, we're going to need all the candidates we can get, so I don't understand why you would want to limit the number of candidates.
It limits the number an individual can. give. So Bob or somebody else who's in the minority can't say, well, I want these five people considered. That's the reason for that.
I know, but if they're considered, but if Bob submits five, or me submits five candidates, or, I mean, well, I'm not on the committee, but, I mean, if we have five people we want to submit, I don't understand why you're saying to not have them considered. I mean, they're considered. They still have to go back to the whole PNV no matter what. We need all the candidates we can get. I don't see how we're going to get, well.
So why bother going through the committee at all? Why don't we just have, I mean, see, the point is, if we have, remember, we have the committee of six. Let's say we come up with five names. And then each of the six people comes up with an unlimited number of additional names. So you can have as many names as possible, all of which you have to do in 1 week. I just think that, I mean, it sounds good. We want as many as we can get, but do we really?
Good. They'll be eliminated immediately.
Ambrose? We have to have some kind of vetting process. Otherwise, we'll just open up to, you know, there'll be no way to go through to get it to the PMB that's in a manageable way to handle in a week.
Lalana, did you get the language in that motion?
Sort of.
I have it written down and can repeat it any time and can email it.
I've got any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED search committee shall be submitted to the PMB for consideration, and no individual member can recommend more than one person.
That it, Dave?
That's it.
That's it.
Sweet.
All right. It's time to vote.
Who's in favor?
All those in favor?
Wait, Ambrose?
Yes.
This is Wendy. Can we move to divide that? I would like to move to divide that. I mean, if somebody comes up with five great candidates, I think that they should be submitted.
Yeah, I second the motion to divide.
And move and second it to divide. All right. Let's hear the division.
God.
Do I need to argue it? I mean, I really just think,
we have not exceeded an hour.
Up with several good candidates, I think that they should be at least submitted. The committee might not agree that they're good candidates, but submit them, you know.
The only thing, I understand what you're saying. The only thing we have to be
careful.
Hey, Gordon?
Can we vote to divide before we have
to? Yes, let's do that right now.
What are we dividing?
What are we dividing?
that the question of the no individual member may submit more than one such candidate.
Right.
From what?
I mean, that's the whole point of it, though.
From the amendment that any candidate recommended by any voting member shall be submitted.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So which part are we voting on first?
I would think the
second, right? The latter.
The five.
I'm confused, Leilani. Okay, which part's being separated, divided?
The latter part that has to do with the five. Read the last part of that.
And no individual member of the committee can recommend more than one person?
Is that it, Dave? That's the last of it. All right. Call the roll.
So this is whether to approve the portion that says that the limit would be one.
No, this is whether to separate them and vote on them separately.
Oh, okay. All right. Go on.
All right.
Can we just see if there's any objection to it?
Yeah, I don't think there's
any objections to it. No objections? Approved. Now let's go to the first part. Read the first part, Glenn.
Hold on a second. I got to go back up.
I can read it.
Okay, read it.
Any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED Search Committee shall be submitted to the PMB for consideration.
Period. Any objection to that?
We're voting on that part of the motion now?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
Any objection?
Yes.
Well, then let's take it to a vote. Call the roll.
Who objected?
Mark.
Okay.
Because this is the part that says that you can that any individual member of the committee can submit as many names as they want.
No, they just said any member. Anyone submitted by the member. Yeah, it is kind of goofy to divide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's goofy. I mean, in other words, first we're saying that the world can come in, then we're going to vote on the one that says no, they can't. It seems like we should go the other way, from small to large.
Can we vote the second part first, Ambrose?
We have to vote the second part first.
The second part. No, we've done that. So now, you've got to deal with the first part.
We never voted on the second part, Ambrose.
Okay.
We never voted. We have to vote on the limiting part before we...
No, I asked, were there any objections there? Were no objections, but we approved it.
No, that was the motion to divide.
Yeah, that was to divide. We didn't vote on the part, the second part that says no more than one. That's the vote.
I thought I had to read that.
Let's just do that one first, Ambrose, okay?
All right, go ahead.
What's that one? Just so I know what we're voting on.
Let's read the first part again.
Actually, no, you guys did approve Wendy dividing first.
Yeah,
The amendment was passed. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
The second part. Now we're dealing with the first part.
Well, just
the second part was passed.
That went by me. Okay, so we already agreed that no more than one. Now we have to go to the part that says more than one, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
I didn't vote on that second amendment that I recall.
No, we didn't.
No, we asked for any objections. There were no objections, and it was approved.
Hey, you snooze, you lose, I tell you.
What's the language of the second part again, just so I know what we already voted on?
We've already approved that. Let's go to the first part.
No, what is the language of the second part?
Read the second part.
No individual member may submit more than one such candidate.
You didn't vote on that, Ambrose.
Yes, we did. I call for any objections. Hearing none.
Ambrose, this is
Bob. Wait, do we not vote, Mr. Chair?
Beg pardon?
Can we vote again? Can we vote again? People apparently didn't realize there was a vote.
I want to hear what Bob has to say.
Ambrose, I think that nobody understood. When you said, is there any objection, nobody understood that you were talking about that second part. They thought you were simply asking whether there was an objection to dividing it into two separate votes. So I think we should vote.
No. I had her to read it.
But she didn't read that.
The second part.
She didn't read
that. Well, we were confused.
Just listen. I asked her to read it, and then Dave read it.
Exactly. Well, look, the next is governing committee, so never mind that. So you have
Well, Mr. Chair, can we, because some of us didn't...
Make a motion to reconsider.
Yeah, can we reconsider the second part for a vote?
Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
Is it moved and seconded to reconsider? Can we go to a vote now on
reconsideration? Or is there any objection to reconsidering?
No.
No objection? Then we'll reconsider. Let's take part one of Dave's...
Who seconded that? Sorry.
Mike.
I did. Mike.
Thank you.
No, don't we take part two first?
Everybody got upset about it.
I think we need to take part two first and then one.
I have no problem with this. What we did before.
Part two.
How are we doing?
Read, Dave, part two.
No individual member of the EV search committee may submit more than one such candidate.
That's it.
And that means to the PMB.
Let's vote. Now, ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Can we call the roll?
Yes, please.
William Walker.
I have to abstain, I'm sorry.
William Walker, how do you vote, yay or nay?
Abstained.
He abstained.
How do we want...
Sarah Brindawa is not here. Fadi Sabah.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
I'll pass.
You mean abstain?
No, I said I'll pass.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Marie Armudian?
I'm abstaining.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Julie Chavez Rodriguez?
No.
Donna Warren?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Oh.
Patty Heffley? Okay. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Michael Tarif Warren?
Yes.
Joe Montes is not here. Ngozi Kamau?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
I guess I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Wendy Schroll?
I'm actually confused at this point. The vote is whether one person, one member, the, any voting member can only put forth one person?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Ambrose Lane.
Can't vote.
Oh, wait, I'm back. It's Patty. I'm sorry. I was off.
Okay. Do you want to vote now, or you want me to come back to you?
No, I'll vote now. No.
No. Okay. Rob Robinson votes yes. Mark Roberts.
Yeah, I vote yes. I think it's a good idea.
Zarina Shakir. Zarina? Marty Durlin, are you there? No. Steve Pierce.
Hi.
Hello? Steve?
Yes.
Okay, LaVarne Williams, I'm passing back to you.
Okay, good. I'll abstain. You were right the first time.
No, I wasn't. Okay,
oh,
let me count
good.
The votes.
10, 4, and 3.
Excuse me, Zarina is on. I was muted.
Oh, how do you vote?
I vote no.
10, 4, and 4. That's my count.
All right. So it passes.
Yep.
10, yes.
All right. Part 1.
Part 1 is that any candidate recommended by any voting member of the ED Search Committee shall be submitted to the PMB for consideration.
Ready to vote. Call the roll.
Are there any objections? I can't imagine.
Any objections?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going
to
call the roll.
We already voted, yeah, they could do it limited to one. This is to make it however many, correct?
How are we doing on time? Aren't we finished?
No, excuse me,
Mark. No, you're 10 minutes over time.
Mark, this is to mean that they can do up to one.
Oh, okay, yeah, no objection.
No objection?
None.
Then it
none
is
so far.
Then it is approved.
Okay. Can we quickly do the posting language one?
You skip the list of candidates.
You still have to vote on the main amendment.
Oh, right.
Main amendment.
Main motion.
You mean the main motion?
Right.
Main motion. Any objections?
Wait.
Hearing none, it's approved. Let's go to number 3.
Oh, my
posting
God.
Posting language.
Okay, this is moved to present the document that's been presented and been approved by the Executive Search Committee be approved for immediate dissemination.
I move the adoption of both, and I stress to the PNB that this posting language was written by the PNB for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, it was drawn directly from a document that was drafted and approved by the PNB last year. And Dave, I don't understand your argument that this it's too corporate. I mean, let's get it posted. Let's rock and roll. Let's get going. It's just a job posting. It's not a full job description.
Any objections to
it? Can I have a point of information?
I have an amendment.
This is Wendy. Can I just ask Mike or anybody? This is from the job description. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
What's the
amendment?
Actually, what I'd like to do is divide the question of the interim ED and the ED posting and vote it separately. And then I'm going to move to table the ED posting until we have time to talk about it.
We don't have time. We're 15 minutes over.
What's
I'm
the language?
I'm going to be 5 minutes.
There's no second on that motion.
There was no second on that. So can
no
we
second.
Vote on the posting language?
Yes.
I move we adopt both.
I second.
I second.
Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Wait, I seconded Dave's motion.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you second it. All right, let's hear the motion again, Dave. And
motion to divide the listing of the ED from the interim ED post.
Can we call the question on that, Mr. Chair? The question
has been called. All those in favor of closing debate on that?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any negative? Debate is closed. Move to the motion.
Can I ask a question?
Let's call it.
We're voting to divide.
This is Wendy. I don't understand the division. Which number are we on in the...
Apparently he's dividing 4 and 5.
No,
okay.
It's item three. It's item three, and...
But the language you're dividing, Dave, the language you're dividing is an N3.
You're right. So four and, you're four and five, okay. I'm dividing four from five.
But we're on three.
Oh, no.
No, we've already approved three.
Hang on. I see the point. The ED posting language is item three, and it says to present a document approved for PMV approval and immediate dissemination. The division says I'd like to vote whether we accept the document for the interim ED and the other for the permanent ED. There were two documents. So I am requesting that we vote on approval of those separately. That's my motion to divide.
Well, we're going to approve those anyway.
It seems like it's not a motion to divide. You're actually amending or substituting to say and that this should be limited only to the IED.
If you prefer it that way, that's fine. Now, whatever the chair would like to do on that. The sentiment is I'd like to separate those issues and then table the permanent question for the moment.
Why would we... Okay.
Listen, can I ask another question?
I think the question's been called. Can we vote
two things at the same time right next to each other?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Are we posting both job descriptions, the interim ED and the permanent ED, at the same time?
That's my motion. That's Mike's motion.
They're right next to each other on all the same websites and everywhere else. Okay, we're looking for an interim and we're looking for a real.
Get the show on the road.
Yep.
I think the question's been called.
My understanding...
On Dave's amendment, can we vote?
Dave moved to divide. And what's the pleasure of the group?
I object.
Shall we vote on it?
Okay.
Vote to divide. Call the roll.
William Walker. Sarvan Dawa's not here. Fadi Saba.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
I'll pass.
Marie Armudian.
Pass.
David Adelson.
Yes.
Julie Chavez Rodriguez.
No.
Donna Warren.
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
I'll pass.
Ray LaForest?
Yes. What did you say, Ray?
I said yes.
Okay.
Michael Tariq Warren?
Yes.
Ngozi Kamau?
No.
Okay. Mike Martin?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Did you say yes, Wendy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. No. Rob Robinson, no. Mark Roberts?
No.
Zarina Shakir?
No.
Marty Drillin is not here. Steve Pierce?
No.
Okay, one, two, three.
Eight, no.
Excuse me,
Ross.
Three, I'd pass. Like to cast my vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're
LaVarne.
Right. Thank you. LaVarne?
No.
Aren't you supposed to go back and pick up the passes?
I'm doing that now. I apologize. I LaVarne was a no. Marie Armudian.
Yes.
You vote yes?
I do.
And Patty Heffley.
No.
11, no. 7, yes.
No abstentions.
It fails.
Yes, it fails.
Okay.
So now right. can we vote on the main original?
Yes, please. Main motion.
Without objection?
Without objection.
Make the main motion.
Is there any objection to the main motion? I hear no objection. The main motion passes. Let's move to 4 and 5.
Okay, 4 and 5. Let's put this in 1 for the purposes here. The Executive Search Committee requested the PMB grant it a budget of up to $5,000 to conduct the IED search. Well, I better make it 1. Let's just do that, period. IED search, period.
And also...
So that we can research and recommend candidates...
The regular ED position. Let's get both these out of the way at the same time.
no problem.
No, they're really, they're very separate.
They're very different. It's not going to happen. It'll be divided and everything. Trust.
Okay. We voted the money. Committee to
All right, move for number four.
Yeah, we recommend that the ESC search and recommend candidates for IED hire by 5-9 and the PNB grant the Executive Search Committee a budget of up to $5,000 for the interim executive director search.
Any objection?
Yes, LaVarne.
Yes, LaVarne.
I just need to understand, because we had a discussion earlier with Patty when you said that he had done some research with Liney concerning Compass Point and bringing in an interim, and that they had a plan there and looking at the whole process there. And, you know, I'm just trying to look at, you know, cost-benefit and timing that we're involved in here. And I thought that plan sounded very, you know, very clear, very direct, move the process forward. And I would like to consider that. And not to limit this to this $5,000, because that seems like if you were to do that, it would eliminate the Compass Point plan.
Body?
Well, I mean, I'd like to address it,
okay.
Mr. Chair, if I might. One of the things, when we looked at the $5,000, just what we intended to do, we have, as I said, an outreach committee that includes Bob and Dwayne and Ron. We've come up with a list of websites, other vehicles printed. We're going to come up with a budget, but we agreed that we would cap it at $5,000. We will then look at that $5,000. That's one of the things we'll be meeting about tomorrow, and figure out how to allocate that $5,000 to get it to as many places as possible. But we would be doing the placement ourselves, or using national staff to do the legwork for us, as opposed to hiring a search firm for much more. Yes, that is the way we anticipated proceeding with the $5,000.
The maximum $5,000.
That would be a maximum, and that also leaves some room in case there has to be a one-on-one, if there was an outside candidate or things of that nature. So we're going to budget wisely with that $5,000.
This is LaVarne again. let me just. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. May I speak?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Again, you know, I think that the plan. Let me just reiterate the plan that Sada had laid out sound very. Very concise. It seems like a process that we could move forward. It seems like if, you know, we don't want to be, as they say, penny wise and pound foolish, or pound foolish and penny wise, whatever. But that we need to consider something that's concrete, that is not left to like not very like concrete deadlines to get this process moving forward. Like saying, oh, we're going to wait for the national staff to do X. But there, I don't see a timeline to do these things, and that the timeline that was expressed earlier seems like something with this, you know, we're an $18 million foundation in terms of income, and that we need to move forward on this and work with professional people to get it done. And without concrete timelines and saying that you're going to rely on someone to do something without seeing what you're exactly doing, I think this is foolish. I think we need to move forward with the steps that have been outlined.
Well, the executive search firm says that it will take at least a month, but they're not really sure.
They're the ones
that are more unclear. They said it would need at least a month,
well,
maybe more.
Mark, I'm the one who was in touch with them. So let me actually explain what they were not sure about. Okay, let me just be clear here.
Patty, can you start at the beginning? Because people listening to this call aren't understanding. I mean, and I don't even know, and I've heard a little bit of it, but... So there was a proposal to go to an outside firm who specializes in interim executive directors. Is that correct? And what did they say?
Well, I had reported earlier, and I will report again, they said that it is doable, but the timeline that we're giving them is extremely tight. And that's what Mark was just referring to.
Yeah, but can you just say it out? I mean, hold on, let me call it. Don't even know that much. And so,
can I finish?
Go ahead,
that proposal is minimum $3,500 to them in terms of cost for them to consult with us. They're consulting with us. Basically, they would take a look at us. They would audit what we do, what we want in an ED, all that kind of jazz, what we'd want in an interim ED. They have a pool of about, at any given time, 50 interim EDs that they basically, I guess, give out, or whatever you want to call it, to various organizations. They are a nonprofit services organization, so they work with nonprofits. However, most nonprofits that they work with are obviously on the smaller end than our end. And there would be a consultant that would look with us.
This came up, Lonnie and myself brought this up to the committee. The committee felt that the costs were prohibitive. I, obviously, like I said, there was a minority opinion, and I disagreed.
$1,000 was prohibitive?
Pardon?
$3,000 was prohibitive?
It's more than $3,500. I don't think that was the prohibitive part. I think what the committee members, and of course Mark and others, can please chime in. Lonnie, you were there. The prohibitive part that they felt was prohibitive was these individuals that they have in the school are on an hourly basis, and they get paid, depending on the individual, they ask for $55 an hour to $75 an hour. Given the 40-hour work week, at $55 an hour, that would be somewhere around $50,000. At $75,000, that would be around $78,000 for a six-month period. That's where my fellow committee members were like, whoa, wait a minute, that's expensive.
I mean, one of the things, if you wanted, you were talking about, Laverne was saying about they have a plan and all of that. What they're saying is, we estimate it would be about $14,000 to the consulting firm for their services, plus the additional $50,000 to $80,000 to the interim executive director they would place. We're asking for $5,000 to start tomorrow. We're comparing, on the one hand, $75,000, $80,000 to get an interim person for 6 months who's going to leave at the end of 6 months, or we're talking about $5,000 to put an ad in and get it going tomorrow. I don't understand why the going with the consultant is faster or more efficient.
I'd like to add something.
Yes.
I feel we're going over the work the committee already did without saying.
Yes, we are.
Yes, of course we are.
We are.
We discussed at great length. Issues, and the committee decided not to contract externally for the interim search, but to go forward with external help on the long-term search.
Ambrose, this is Wendy.
Mr. Sheridan, if I could comment on that.
Just a minute. Wendy, and then Scotty.
The reason that this discussion is happening on PNB time right now is because the PNB was not notified of what the committee has already done. I haven't heard any of this. I don't know that the committee...
But, Wendy, we already went over it one time tonight when you were here.
What?
We went over this.
Yeah, we went over this before.
We already went over this when you were here with the $15,000 and the $50,000. I mean, we're going over it again now that we're about to do a motion.
I think I'm the one who gets to speak now.
Okay, Father.
I got a call. Thank you. Steve, I think this committee members cannot bring it up, but I think non-committee members, if they feel they have a question on this, do have the right to bring it up, because they are the board as a whole, and we are just a committee of the board. And, you know, basically,
it's already been brought up.
That's
good.
Right, but it's not that I'm not questioning whether people have the right to bring it up. I'm just saying that we haven't articulated what we've decided in the committee. We're going over what we talked about before we tell what we decided. But over all this, we decided that for the interim search, we could not go externally for assistance, but that we would for the final position, and we never articulated that. So I'd like to just say that we talked about this at great length for many hours in the committee, and we decided, because of cost and time factors and everything else, we decided that we would move as quickly as possible within the committee to find an interim, and then we would take our time and spend the money on the final position. I just want to articulate that before we go into the blow-by-blow details of what we talked about in the committee.
That's why we have two. We have four and five. We're on four. Five is about the regular and hiring a firm. So four, we're on the IED.
And I would just like to say that the stake of your foundation is at the foundation is at stake. So you guys could also send out emails.
All right. What's before us, Lalani?
The IED.
We've got the objection from Laverne. So he's going to meet. We got to vote on the main
roll call vote.
Yep, that's what you got.
And the roll call vote is on
number four.
Number four.
Yep.
Call the roll.
Okay, William Walker. Could you just restate what we're voting on very quickly?
That'd be great.
Yes.
The ESC recommends to the PNB that the Executive Search Committee research and recommend candidates for the interim executive director higher by 5-9, and that the PMB grant the Executive Search Committee a budget of up to $5,000 for the interim executive director search.
Okay, Crow.
William Walker. Is that no?
Yep. It's a no. A no vote.
Fadi Saba.
I'm on the committee, but I did oppose it, so I'll be no, I guess.
LaVarne Williams.
No.
Maria Armudian.
Yes.
David Adelson. Julie Chavez Rodriguez.
Yes.
Donna Warren.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Patty Heffley.
No.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Michael Tarif Warren.
Yes.
Ngozi Kamau.
Yes.
Mike Martin.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
No.
Rob Robinson. Yes. Mark Roberts.
Yes.
Zarina Shakir.
Yes.
Steve Pierce.
Yes.
Want to go back and pick up...
Let me see. I was looking to see who I'm missing. Maria?
Dave.
I already voted, but David...
Dave Adelson, I'm sorry. Dave, are you there? David? Anyone else that I need to pick up? No. I've got 12 yeses.
12 to 5.
Hey, Mark, our meeting in the morning, is it the same number?
No, tomorrow is 9:30 p.m. Yes, same number.
Same number, okay.
I'm going to send a notice as soon as...
Did you say 9:30 p.m.?
Yeah, p.m. Eastern time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
I hope it's a different number because we'll
have a chair,
program.
Go to 5, please.
I'm so glad you guys got that work.
Well, I was going to call in at 8:30 a.m., so I'm glad I asked.
Okay, the final one then was the Executive Search Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board hire a search firm for the regular ED position.
Are there any objections to it?
Yeah, Ambrose, I moved to table.
It's been moved to table.
Let me change that to postpone it until the next PNB meeting so that there can be more research on the costs involved and the different options.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
I second.
Serena, second. Aren't you on the committee?
It's been moved to postpone it until when?
Until the next PNB meeting.
To the next TNB meeting.
That's a full month.
What are we voting to postpone?
Number five.
Postponing the hiring
number
of
five.
The
hiring of a search firm for the regular ED position.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I object and speak on my objection?
Of course.
May I object and speak as to why I'm objecting to this table?
I'm sorry?
You're objecting to his... nothing.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You're objecting to what?
To the motion.
No, you're...
His motion was to postpone until the next regular PNB meeting.
Pardon me, but doesn't that need to be voted on?
I'm sorry?
Does that
not need
to be voted on?
It's been moved and seconded. This is discussion.
If there's a discussion on the motion.
Yeah, I would like to object and create discussion, if that is possible.
No.
Okay, this is my position on this. The next PNB meeting is theoretically 5-9, May 9th, which is when we will be dealing with candidates. I doubt we will even get to this item if we don't deal with it now. Secondly, if we wait until the end of May, which would be our regular May meeting, we are delaying by one full month. We need to begin, you know, Lonnie and I learned this, and Lonnie maybe could speak. We didn't have a whole lot of time from the time we finally got together to actually meet. So I was only able to check in with one organization, that's Compass Point. I made the initial call, then Lonnie and I spoke with them at length thereafter. But with more time, we would be able to do that and look at a variety of organizations out there. You know, I work full-time, Lonnie works full-time, and whoever else would like to join this working group from the committee, well, they all work full-time. So we need the time that allows us to hire, look at researching search committees, search firms for the search committee.
Mr. Chair, may I, this is Mark also.
Yes, Mark.
One of the things to keep in mind, all that we're asking here is that the PMB, we're recommending that the PMB agree that we hire a search firm. We don't say which firm. We don't have any budget. We haven't researched it completely to see what the cost factors, to make recommendations. We would do that as we move forward. We just want to get the green light to go forward and begin the work of investigating and identifying search firms and costs, et cetera. So we're not saying that we run out and hire someone. We're just saying give us the green light to research the hiring of a search firm for the regular ED position. Now, we would like to hire a search firm, and now we would then, our committee would then go forward and investigate how we would do that and who we would choose and come back to the PMB with all the information.
Your recommendation is that the PMB hire a search firm.
Yes, recommend that the PMB hire a search firm.
Yeah, so it's not the committee.
No, right. But the committee would do the legwork.
That's right.
To search out various search firms.
Of course.
Yeah, so I mean, the point, the way the motion's worded, the PNB is the one who's got to hire it anyway, and we've got to go do the legwork, so there's really nothing to postpone. We're just going to get to work, and if we postpone this, then we postpone us getting to work.
That's right.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Point of information, though, you guys, in your motion, you should revise it to say that what you want to do is ask the PNB if it's okay if you go ahead and do the preliminary work so that you can recommend someone to the
PMB. Why don't you do that as an amendment,
PMB.
And we'll get this taken care of.
Well, can I restate the motion then?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, Donna, did you want to do it, though? I love your motion.
No.
Okay, well, the executive...
He'll do it in Italian.
The executive... The executive search committee... seeks authorization from the Pacifica National Board to conduct a preliminary investigation of executive search firms for the regular ED position.
And I'll second that.
Are there any objections to that?
I'll second that since that's new.
Yeah. Are there any objections?
Well, except you left out the word recommend so that the PMB, so that the Executive Search Committee can recommend to the PMB that they hire a search firm. You said all that, but you didn't say anything about recommending.
Okay, yeah, for the purposes of recommending, for the purposes of making recommendations to the PMB.
Yes.
So if I tackle that on to the end, I hope Lelani has that.
Are there any objections to that?
Yeah, Ambrose, that fulfills my intent.
Excellent.
I didn't intend to postpone the process, just to not predetermine that there
Excellent.
Would be a search firm.
Hearing no objections?
Wait. So the motion is no longer that the search committee recommends that the PMB hire a search firm. It is now saying that
they'll
it's
do
okay
the search.
If they look into hiring a search firm.
No, they'll do the search and make recommendations to the PMB, and the PMB can hire.
Or not.
Yeah.
Well, all the motion said was they recommend that we hire a search firm.
Hello.
Will not do it.
So you
want to
take a vote on it or what?
Call the question.
Questions being called.
Clarification. Is this calling of the question, this in order to substitute, or is this on the substitute?
No, the calling of the question is the end of the discussion.
I know, but, okay, so the end of the discussion, and then we'll talk about whether or not we substitute.
Well, no, it's really on the substitute. Basically, I pulled the other one to handle everyone's...
Mark, you can't pull the other one. It's a committee recommendation.
Right.
You can't do that. The committee...
Well, what you need to do is simply explain it. It's clear to me, but it's obviously not clear to other people.
Well, I was trying to clarify was what I was trying to do, Maria. I wasn't trying to pull, but the concern is that it's saying that we're going out to hire a search firm. So the language...
No, it doesn't say that, Mark. It says PNB hire a search firm.
The point of the motion that our committee agreed on was that we would
that the PNB agree that it's going to use this, use a search firm, and we just had to figure out which ones to recommend.
Right.
That's the point of the whole thing. It's not a green light to look for. To look for in order to debate whether or not we get one.
I
we
know, but Maria, you didn't put that in your motion. That's the problem.
No. Well, I mean, Maria has a point there. I mean, basically, we were saying we came to the conclusion that the PMB should hire a search firm because we knew that we didn't have, as Fadi said, we all have full-time jobs, the ability to conduct a national search for the ED. And we were coming to the PMB to say, look, we need to hire a firm for this. And then we were going to go do the lead work to help, you know, make that happen. But, you know, that's what we originally came with. I guess my concern was that the feeling was that we were saying we were going to go out and get a search firm tomorrow.
No, the point was that the PNB, we're asking you guys to agree that we need a search firm. And then we will go out and look for some options. But without you, we don't want to go out and look for some options to sort of like potentially maybe down the line we might possibly consider, you know, the employment of... We want a yes.
Breaking up, I can't hear you.
Ambrose, this is Wendy. Can I clarify it maybe?
Yes, please clarify.
ESC recommends that the PNB hire a search firm for the regular ED position and agrees that they will do work to find out to find that search.
I don't know, but it's bad. Hello.
Yeah,
Hello.
Ambrose, I have a question too.
Okay, go ahead.
And the question is, not that I don't like the motion. I like the motion, and I like even what guys didn't say, but the underlying what you're going to do if the motion passed.
Thank you.
My question is, what are our alternatives? I mean, what's the alternative? If we didn't hire a search firm, how are we going to hire this ED?
Draw names out of a hat.
Well, we're going to post. You know, we're going to post, and we're getting the outreach committee together, and I mean, we would post on all those websites we talked about and, you know, have them sent somewhere. I mean, you have a contact name already, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And I guess we would go through them, you know, the same process that we did for the IED without the assistance of the firm.
Okay, so then that would be a lot of work on committee members who may not have the expertise to select a best qualified candidate.
That's right.
And who also would like to have their Sundays back.
Amen.
Point of information.
Yes.
Well, you know, there is an ambiguity, and I agree that two people, Fadi and I, were working on it. That's not going to be enough to do that part of it, assuming that I don't opt out just to get out of that work. The question is whether that search committee will produce names for the PNB, or whether the PNB will engage that search committee and have the search committee produce the names. That's
fine.
Of and I was there.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
To me, there's a misunderstanding going on here. Whether or not we have a search firm, we as a search committee cannot abdicate our responsibility to screen the applicants that come in. No matter how, you know, we could have a firm and they could say we've carefully screened these people, we still have to screen those people and all the people that come through independent sources.
And then make recommendations to the full PNB.
Right, but what I'm saying is I have not been convinced that it is worth the, first of all, I'm not even clear how much money it would cost us, and second of all, that it's worth that money for the extra assistance. This is not going to replace any work by any of us volunteers on this committee. We still have to do all the same work. If we get resumes in from putting paid ads or unpaid listings in websites, we still have to sift them. We're not going to farm that out to a firm. It's a very, you know, there's a lot of judgment. That's our role as board members, is to exercise judgment of the most important position on our staff. So I think that's being falsely posed as a way to sort of ease pressure on us. It's not going.
We're now 43 minutes over the time allotted for this item.
I'd like to call the question on the original motion, which is what Mark sent out by email.
All right, the question's been called.
This is at the PM that we recommend. Everyone knows the language, right?
Yeah, we recommend it. And all you're doing is ending debate. Call the roll.
William Walker.
On ending debate?
Yes.
Why don't you just ask if there's any objection?
Yeah, maybe there's no objection.
Are there any objections? Good, let's vote on the motion. Read the motion again.
Executive Search Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board hire a search firm for the regular ED position.